Describe a time when you had a problem with using the computer. 1. Why do people often have problems when using new products? Using new stuff can be a headache because you're not used to it. If you've already figured out how to work an old thing, starting over with something new can feel like a pain. Take today's TVs, for example. About 10 years ago, TVs went all fancy and started needing two remotes to run different devices, almost like dealing with a computer. This made a lot of people think watching TV turned into a chore. Also, user manuals are unclear or super complicated, don't help either. Let's say you buy a new air conditioner and run into a problem. You try to check the manual, but either it doesn't have a fix for your issue, or it's got so much stuff that you can't quickly find what you need. That makes people feel like they're just wasting their time with new gadgets. 2. Why do some people avoid using modern technology? Modern technology can be tricky for some people to use. However, some people just don't want to use it, and they prefer to be offline rather than online. If we take old people, for example, those people who didn't use the internet for maybe half their lives, these people may find the different devices and apps and platforms challenging to use. But then there are those people who want a digital detox. They prefer a more natural life without the interference and distractions of digital devices. Often these people will go live in the countryside and live a quiet life. 3. Where do people usually pick up skills for using electronic devices? I think people learn how to use electronic devices mostly by just figuring it out themselves. Let's say someone buys a new mobile phone, one they haven't used before. Then they will need to learn how to use the different functions on the phone. Most people are not afraid of technology, and they can figure it out by just using the phone and working out the features and how to access them. However, if someone is trying to learn something specific, then they could go to video platforms like Bilibili and search for the solution or help they need. Usually someone has created a video that explains everything from beginning to end. For high-level skills like coding, people could take a course or even study this at university. So I guess it depends on the skills you're looking to learn on these devices. 4. Is YouTube a good resource for learning how to use tech gadgets? Absolutely! So many people make videos on YouTube, particularly when it comes to learning how to use tech gadgets. For example, when someone buys a new device, they may not feel completely confident about how to use it. They could fumble around searching for the answer within the device. However, a better way is to quickly jump onto YouTube, type whatever they are looking for in the search bar, and then within a few seconds, there will be many videos addressing the answer. Best of all, people can do this from their phones, wherever they are. 5. Do you think some people find older gadgets easier to use than the new ones? Maybe some people do find older gadgets more user-friendly than the new ones, but I suppose that people adapt pretty quickly. For instance, when someone upgrades their new phone, it likely has some new features that they haven't seen before. But once they click around, they will get used to the new features pretty quickly, and they may even prefer them. I think it's rare for people to want to go backwards when it comes to technology. People usually want to try and use the new features and advancements. I think the main thing that drives people to pursue the newest gadgets is all about image. People who want the latest device want to just be able to tell and show other people that they have the best on the market. There is really no reason to chase after this because the old devices still work really well, and there usually aren't too many changes when a new phone, for example, comes onto the market. But some of the most obsessed people will actually line up or even sleep on the doorstep of Apple, for example, just to be the first one with the new device in their hands. It's crazy to me. Topic 8, question 7. How is modern technology shaping our personal relationships? And what could this mean for families in the future? Modern technology is shaping personal relationships in some interesting ways. For example, people often don't meet in the old-fashioned way anymore, that is, in person. With dating apps, people can scroll through photos of people looking for love and choose the ones they like. So now, families are being created because of the internet. Another way modern technology is changing the way we interact with our family members is by giving people the ability to communicate whenever and wherever. For instance, so many people live overseas, away from their family. But with technology, they can still be in close contact with family and friends, celebrating birthdays from far away, sharing stories of adventures, and so on. This means that families can still be connected no matter where they are in the world. 8. Does relying on technology prevent children from learning skills? I don't see it that way. In fact, I think relying on technology can help students gain the skills they need to thrive in the modern world. Firstly, now that we have tools that do things for us, it can seem pointless to learn the ways of the past. Take mental arithmetic as an example. Why bother with it when you can use a calculator, which will save time and is guaranteed to give you the right answer? Plus, some skills are becoming obsolete with technology, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. For instance, most people don't know how to build a fire anymore, but it's not an issue because our homes are heated and we have ovens. Actually, our society is getting more and more tech-driven, and this means people should learn more about computer stuff, like programming. Technology advancements can make it easier for kids to pick up programming languages and also teach them how to think logically and solve problems, which is super useful for getting ready for the future. 9. What do people use computers for? People use computers for almost everything these days. No matter what your age or profession, there's a good chance that you rely on computers to help you go about your day. Most people use computers to communicate, whether it be chatting, video calling, emailing, or word processing. Computers are facilitating it. Most people also have a calendar in their computer to help them keep track of meetings and appointments. Of course, the most common use of computers might be searching the web for information. 10. Should students be allowed to use computers at school? I believe it is very important for students to use computers at school. After all, school is meant to prepare students for work in the real world, and it's rare to find a job that doesn't require knowledge about computer use. So it's a big deal for schools to teach students how to use computers and basic software like Word and Excel. Besides, you might have heard some people worrying that students will use computers to find answers during class. But the thing is, even if they don't do it in class, they might still do it outside of school. So the focus should be on encouraging teachers to cultivate students' critical thinking and problem-solving abilities, whether they're using computers or not. That's what really matters in education. 11. What do you think of people who are addicted to playing computer games? Computer gaming addictions are serious and come with many problems. If someone spends a lot of time gaming, it can affect their relationships, productivity, and health. One big problem is how it affects relationships. Many people have experienced breakups because they became too immersed in gaming, and their partner might say something like, "Go be with your games." So computer games can make people drift apart from each other. Besides, many games are designed to be addictive, and gamers can become sleep deprived and malnourished because they are focusing on their games and not self-care. This doesn't just mess with how well you do at work or school. It's also really bad for your health. 12. Do you think computers make our life simpler or more complex? Computers make some things simpler and some things more complicated. For example, computers give us the ability to research any topic instantly. That's certainly simpler than going to the library and finding books on the topic. Plus, work's a breeze with tools like Excel. It allows us to process large sets of data effortlessly, enhancing our productivity. But computers also present us with distractions, like online gaming, social media, and media streaming. These distractions can be hard to manage, and sometimes they reduce our work or study efficiency. Overall, I'd say the rewards of computers outweigh their risks, though. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创.